So left all of the like Boma festivities, or the wood is.
They're starting to prepare for next year.
Uh-huh. Good. Okay, so we're holding here. I think for Odjuroa, middle of in the next piece about Zekalagadl. Okay, so going back a minute, we had the Torah's kind of says there's different Klal Gadols after Echokamoicha, Benazes Zesef Tol Dosadam. And he was explaining the difference between what's the Klal Gadol and so on. Now he's going to say another Knech. Void Yuroa appears Zema Shama. Ki Zes Sefer told us Adam, who called Yoisa. The one who says that Zes Sefer told us Adam is a bigger Klal. Shotzoloima Ki Zes Sefer Shi Teira, Ha Teira, Ro Uy Hui El told us Adam. Shem Klal Hamin, Ve Eleim Shaykh Sefer Zeloy La Prat. Ki a prat be meshu prat be vadai, ube in sofiku, yesh be ktsashini mashu prat ze. Ven a toy rakala klal be meshu klal. Lachay nama ki ze sefer tolos odom kal yoise, ki kol a toy rain rak shi tsuris a klal. Ol kach a toy rain hira mach mitzis esik misvay vor odom gosh amana la mail of doze omak moit. So, so he says a different pshat over here in what is the maila of the ze sefer tolos odom. The when we talk about a klal and a prat, so always the klal will be more true to the point that you have in mind than the prat. Lemashal, when you talk about what are the simanim of a dog, so you're going to give a different simonim that in your mind marks a dog, but every single dog will have its own unique simonim that are not like the klal, and he may even vary, and he'll have additions, he'll have spots, he'll have stripes, he'll have whatever it is, and secondly, he may actually be missing some small items. So the klal is sort of a bit of a myth, in a sense. And practically, it's similar, I guess, to Plato's ideals, where he has, for instance, there is no circle that we have. There is a concept called a circle, and that's the klal of circles. There is no physical circle that is an absolute circle, and so on. We have different concepts, and those are the klal, and then we have different pratim, and each prat, by definition, varies somewhat from the klal. So if I want to say, what is a pasuk that I can be mesiyaches to klal ha'adam rather than to prat ha'adam? So the higher up on the totem pole I go, in the bria, or the further down as you wish, that will be more of a klal le'umas anything afterwards. So even though v'after echa kamoicha is a particular, it's koil many the mitzvah and so on, but it's a pasuk that describes a relatively late stage. After Klal Yisrael got the Torah, one of the mitzvahs of the Torah is v'after echa kamoicha. But if we're trying to find a pasuk that will act as a klal, it's going to be earlier when we talk about something that happened to Tzuras Adam in its very sheirish. He says over here, Torah itself is Torah in the sense that it describes a perfect human. Torah in the sense is this is what the ideal man looks like. This is Tzuras Adam at its best, or at its most fundamental level. So we're going to need to find a pasuk that will be as close as possible to its shoresh. And the point he makes here is Torah itself talks about the klal rather than any particular prat. And that's why he says it has ramach ivorim, ramach mitzvahs ki neged ramach ivorim, because the ivorim are the Torah includes it all. I want to I mean, speak about something kind of very parallel, very similar to this, in a sense that whenever we compare, whenever we talk about Torah versus mitzvahs, so it's a little bit difficult because it, both are good. So we tend to try to think about limud, sitting and learning, versus, I don't know, sitting and eating matzah or something like that. Somehow we seem to compare those two elements to each other. It's not the right, it's not the right nimshel. The every mitzvah carries in itself its particular unique qualities. So when eating matzah, the ma'isa achilas matzah is what I'm doing, and that's the ma'isa mitzvah. And then there is the understanding. Let's use a Kabbalah term, just easy to understand. The tikkun that matzah makes, in which sphere is it make a tikkun, and how, and so on and so forth. Meaning, Torah itself is the understanding that, in a certain sense, encompasses all the pieces. It's just like when I'm doing a particular math problem to solve a particular case. So the particular details of the problem are that case, but when I'm talking to myself about the operations that I did in the calculation, those operations are universal, and they have to apply across the board and everywhere. So when I deal with the particular specifics of a mitzvah, certainly when I do it, but even when I'm talking about the sense of the mitzvah in its particular aspect, the meaning of matzah per se and so forth, that's a detail. When I talk about the meaning of mitzvahs, when I talk of matzah as part of a larger picture, that's Torah. A good place to see a mashal in the Gemara that seems to be saying it in other words is the famous Gemara in Saita, where it says that kineh mitzvah Torah are. It's a mashal to somebody that's walking and he has a problem that he's stepping into all sorts of pitfalls, etc., etc. And when he gets, and also has a problem with listim and chayis ros. So it says when he gets a torch in his hand, he's taking care of the problem of. He's taking care of the problem of falling into a pit or getting hurt by the barconium and by the various thorns, and that's ner mitzvah. So every mitzvah guards against a particular problem by being a focused light on a particular point. I have to put my foot on next point, and there's going to be a problem there, and shining a light on it, I see exactly how to avoid the problem. Torah is a mashal like when it became dawn, when it rose in the morning. So there, the dawn is something which is lights up the entire world, and has a lot more to do with a general sense of things than a particular problem. So Chayas and Listim like living in the night. They thrive in the nighttime because nighttime is a time when things can do things kind of very surreptitiously, and it's a time when the chelik of the bria that's not good is out, and at night, and what dispels the night is not a lot of torches, but rather a ha'ara klalis. So Torah, when a person does mitzvahs, each mitzvah a person does perfects a certain element in the person. When he does Torah, it perfects a certain klalius. I want to add a point to this. It's not because I learn halacha or general Torah that many things improve. Like it's not like as if we'd be doing many mitzvahs together, but its improvement works by giving me a different sense of things, by a more sort of a general sense of things in a different way. It obviously that has a certain drawback, because until I don't implement it actually, I may fall short of doing it. So if, let's say, I learn a lot about the halachas of tefillah, I may or may not do tefillah right until I don't practice doing it and work on tefillah specifically. But my general sense of Torah tells me this is serious and it's important and it has its halachas and so on and so forth. So there, in terms of klal, Torah is klal, and Torah is most matim that it should be in a klal. And that's why Torah incorporates, includes Rav Nachman's essay, Kemis Ve'Ivri Adam, and so on. Okay, so that's a pshat that he says in this. Av Pir Trishn Ikak, Shekach Mukh HaMedrish, he liked better what he said before, Vayinoid. This is a very, very interesting medrash. It's not found anywhere. People have looked for this high and low, but he brings this chazal over here, and it's something that is quoted from this Hakdama to Yaakov. I am not aware. I've tried computer searches, haven't found it anywhere else. He says, "Benanas." He brings the same medrash. Benanas, I'm a tzina pasuk called Yosef Uva after Hakamaycha. Shimem and Pazi Oime, Matsino Posse Kol Yoise, Behu es a Keves Echotaseba Boyke. So the Posik of Es a Keves Echotaseba Boyke is more of a klal than the Posik than all the other psukim. It has, I guess, rightfully been used for Drush many times, certainly for Mashkichim eager to find a remis to get up in the morning for Shachris on a regular basis. This medrash certainly is very, very useful. But in terms of just general pshat, it is kind of strange. What's Keves Echotaseh Baboker have to do with anything? In a very pshat level, there is something to it, because it means that avoda of tmidim is a very big klal. One might expect it to be that way. It's, you're talking about the avodas hatamid, and it's a klal in the sense that it's no matter what your particular avoda that day is, this is a klalistic avoda always applies. So it's not off, but whatever. Amar Reploini al Raglov, Amar Locha Kiben Pazi, Chsiv Kechol Asher Imara Oitzchas Tavis HaMishkan. Upirish Meriseh. So, we also have here Shema Yisrael. Ben Zoyma says Shema Yisrael. Ben Nana says, after Kamoicha. Shimon Pazi says, Keskev Shasav Boika. So he's going to explain all these elements. Kiman Doma Shema Yisrael Shekel Shemechot Kol Godel, Rasoim Posik Shema Yisrael Al Yad Mitzvah Zoyis, who had dibuk or a day mitzvah zois, who had dibuk by his baruch legamri, or befat betevis echot, much as well the mile of the sivat fila in sham. Akumash kosev achas of after Sashem Kerf of Bavcha, Bavari Ava dibuk by his baruch legamri, Kasiv Lava Sam Kerf Dovka boy. Well, the Kash Mansel Clark Godel Betera, Shai Mitzvah, Enemak Pirish, Bezinia, Odom Vekas Gomor. Bezekash was Shema, Toro Hala Mitzvah, Hemachona, La Dibuk Azer. Over Mitzvah Shmai Solo, Etzam Dibuk Azer. So, the first Mandyomu says Krishma. It makes a lot of sense, because Krishma is something which is a if we think about it, Shmaya Sashang Shachot basically says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything there is in the Bria, and there is nothing but him, and therefore I need to be able to give up everything for him. That's basically what we're saying. You're basically making that statement that you are prepared to give up everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one would certainly feel that that's an appropriate klal for the Kol HaTorah Kula, it's something which is it encompasses everything in the Bria, and it's something which includes all of Avodas Hashem, it's great kind of, it's sort of the Rambam's Chodra Chechad, all of that. That includes in that makes a lot of sense. Next one is, so that's Echad. And then, I mean, we don't have to go through it. The Rambam says it many times that, you know, this is the greatest thing that was ever said. Chodra Chechad Ehu, Kol Ma'asecha Yashem Shemayim, v'chulu. Now, So the one side he wants to learn is like him, because when you're talking about the Klolius Adam, that is the entire Tzuris Adam. Befrat that the word Tzelem, and we might have mentioned last time, Tzelem is sort of what the Germans call a Gestalt. It's like, you know, when I ask you what are the details of the painting of the statue, so you'll give me the details. When I ask you, well, what does the thing as a whole project to you, represent to you, it might be something quite different than the details. For instance, you might have a picture that consists of a chicken and, I don't know, a this and a that and whatever, and you can say, but the picture itself seems to spell out chaotic activity or something like that. And there's no one detail in the picture that you could say this is chaos, but the whole thing together seems somehow to, I don't know, this is like, you know, the chicken running around, that the world's come to an end of sort. Everything's running out all over the place. I don't know, whatever it is, there's some aura that a klal gives over that's above everything else, and we would call, that would be the picture of the klal. That's the tzelem. And that's why when we relate to tzelem alakim and tzur sodom, we're relating to a sense of klolius of rather than pratis. Then he says, "V'kach yesh lefarash haGemara gamken ki kasher ma the sun ilay ein oisul lecha." As it always, you can say, "V'kol kol nuchah farash haGemara say kol gadol b'torik moshe b'shashi." V'chein shefarash haGemara gamken ki kasher ma the sun ilay ein oisul lecha vera. Kol kem kol v'chaymesh ein oisul mishabro mashe sun ilay esparch v'zeh kol atayra. V'oy devar is sun ilay chavera kasher iv mitzah shem esparch ol kacham v'after kamoichu kol gadol b'atayra. Ki kemoish ein oisul latzin dovish is sun ilay atzmoi. Kachas chaver dover sunny, ubavad is son of chaver she asodem dover negar shem isbar. Ach losh atalmud shomar the son of lochlechav lo isavid lemashu perzer. So he doesn't like, you know. So he has two hatsos, and he spoke about one of them before. Two hatsos of what my son chasavid chavetoch, meaning his main problem is to try to figure out how my son of loch has any shayches to ben adam lamokom. And one of the shotim he has, which is, sounds like a bit of a dachuk, is I don't like when somebody else does things that are wrong, and, you know, somebody else doesn't like when I do things that are wrong, and so on. He says, it's not mash like that. V'oy kashali loma loy oma b'gemara mashu son elehecha letase. V'vadak haver son shesbach. Why don't you go straight to the point? If sachach, you want to give me a klal about things that are not just say that, and so on. I want to talk about this a minute also. It sounds to us almost like some sort of oversimplified trick. You know, listen, what's a klagodl? Just don't do anything Kosh Baruch doesn't like. What does Kosh Baruch doesn't like? Here, Shachar Gazir, all the losa says and the lavim and so on and so forth. Okay, so why don't you just go straight and say, don't do the things that are wrong. Let's give an example in a different area. Let's say you have a Jewish mother advising her child what they should or shouldn't be doing, what they shouldn't be doing on a trip, on a going away to yeshiva, whatever. And she'll say, okay, you shouldn't leave this laying in over here. You shouldn't put this over there. You shouldn't say this to him. You shouldn't. The reasons for each one is very different. One of it is because the thing is going to get creased and stained. One of it is because it's going to get stolen. One of it is because people get annoyed and irritated at you. One of them is because you'll lose this thing, that thing. Every single piece of advice is due to a different factor. So yes, the Kol HaGadol is you want the child to get ahead in life, but each and every one boils down to a very different inyan. And there's no real common denominator except that you ought not to do it. One could understand that as well in the Olam HaMitzvos. You know, each lav, it does something which is damaging somehow. So Lamashal, when a doctor gives you a list of activities to stay away from, so smoking you shouldn't do, and you shouldn't eat fats, and you shouldn't this and shouldn't that, but each one of them affects you negatively in a different way. Yes, there's a Kol HaGadol, your health gets affected, but at the end of the day, each one is a separate entity. When we talk about all Averis, Averis down deep boil down to what's good and what's bad. Good is Ratzon Hashem, and bad is not Ratzon Hashem. Bad is anti-Ratzon Hashem. So at the end of the day, we can boil down all of the mitzvahs to one inyan, which is the tov and the ra are defined by being good in Hashem's eyes and not good. In Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, it's very, very similar. The different areas I need to refrain from, or the different things I need to do, so I could see them as different Maisa Mitzvahs. For instance, just like I wear tzitzis for one reason, I wear tefillin for another reason, and I blow shofar maybe for another reason, I eat matzah for another reason, I could say, you know, all the inyanim of Avraham Kamocha, Bikacholim, and Levayis HaMes, and Echnasas Kala, each one is a separate point that Kadosh Baruch would like to have. But the Klal Gadol tells me that the point HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be mekusher to our fellow man, and he wants it to be a kesher, and therefore v'ahavta re'echa kamocha is the kesher that allows, you know, all activities that disrupt the kesher are bad, all are good. I think I've said over a few times from Moshe Shapiro, he said, you know, this the division between Ben Adam L'Makom HaChaveroi is more than just mechanical. For instance, yes, it's convenient, it sort of splits the mitzvahs in half so we can have more bite-sized pieces, but he sort of posed a facetious question, could you list Ben Adam L'Chamoroi? There are a few mitzvahs associated with a chamor. There's Petach Hamor, there's you can't be machrishit together with Kilayim, and so on. Would we be entitled to say Bin Adam HaMoyre? And the answer is no, because Bin Adam HaMoyre does not have any particular point to which all of these mitzvahs converge. There is no obligation to have a special relationship with one's Hamor. It just happens to be that Kilayim can be done through a Chamor, and Petach Chamor can be done through a Chamor, and so on. Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, the Klal of all of them is a Klal. The Torah wants me to become close to somebody else. The Torah wants a Kesher. And the Moral speaks as many places. The Torah wants a Kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, and wants a Kesher between us and us. And then in the Moral, it's a third piece that he wants all of our internal elements of personality also to be mekusher together. But the means you need to bond with the other person, and anything that you would find disruptive as a person would be disruptive to the other person. So it is a klal, and it's a meaningful klal. It's not just, well, you know, if you'll do only what you like, then chances are you'll get a good sense of it. But no, it's much deeper than that. That is the etzem nekudas haklal, is to have that kesher to somebody else. Yes?
How do we see that it's about a kesher and not just about actions?
So he doesn't say that here. That I'm adding this. He does say it in other places when he speaks in Der Chaim, in quite a few places. He speaks about these different elements. You're right. I'm just, it's parallel here. I'm adding it here. Doesn't say it in his words. And let's talk about this line here, because he said something here that's very, very fascinating. If someone were to ask us, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu like, we would find it almost impossible to give any answer. For instance, if let's say I write down a number X on a piece of paper, and I ask you, can you tell me if X is odd or even? Can you tell me if X is a large number or a small number? Can you tell me if X is this or that? I could tell you absolutely nothing about X, I can't say anything intelligent about X. But if I tell you that this number corresponds, it's the price of stuff in somebody's warehouse, so I can gingerly begin to go to a warehouse and I can make some sort of assumptions. I can't tell somebody, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu like? I don't know what he likes. How am I supposed to know? If I can't define HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things that I can somewhat define, I can say something intelligent. So since I know an animal is a Baal Chai, so I don't know what dogs like, but since the Baal Chai probably likes food, probably likes warmth, probably likes activity, I can sort of say things. I know things about Baal Chaim, and I can make some sort of general assumptions. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not shaykh to anything I know. So how can I guess? So the answer to that is, Kadosh Baruch Hu said Bitzel Molekim. So just like if two places look very far away on a map, they're probably very far away in reality, because the map is a reflection of it. So even though the map itself is not the thing, but it's a reflection of it, and therefore I can get much information from it. If it looks in the map, if I see one little shtetl somewhere in the middle of nowhere, I say probably it's a very isolated small town. It's reasonable, because that's what's on the map. That's probably the reality there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Mitzel Elohim. And I can extrapolate. People don't like dishonest relations. People don't like relations where I'm in it for myself. People don't like relations, different inyanim that I can extrapolate and say, how would this apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And so on. So I can definitely, once the L'Re'echa K'moicha is something tangible, the Ben Adam L'Mokom through some sort of, through some sort of comparison, I can make some sort of educated guesses from when Adam Chaver Adam Lamakim. So that's what he says. Adam knows that Sunny Lay. I'm a conqueror. What's the main video? How to use the Blavak to talk like Mecca? Well, if you must have managed like Kashik, like Bolim Rakmash, yeah.
On that point, how did Bilam say Elokeshal Elis Suine Zima? How did he say that? How did he know that?
So, my assumption is, Adrabba, Bilam had a very good sense of the Ruchnistika world. I mean, he was a Navi. So he knew what Klal Yisrael's Tzivuyim were. He was very well of it. He wasn't particularly part of that. He didn't see himself as having a kasher, as well wanting a kasher, but from the mitzvahs that he knew and from the inyanim el yonim that he knew, he could guess well. Because the only kamois I have with somebody else is if we both have the mile of the tzalim. So he says, I have a question. Rabbi Akiva is the one who dashed in Chayach Chicha Imach. So how could he say that Chayach Koidman? How could he say that Chayach Koidman? So he says, Kidova ze inyan acha del inyan chaya bevadai chayav koidman. Because in Chaim you have no choice, so it's going to be an either-or situation, and there I'm going to prefer myself. But within the context of life, in things that I could share and that I could share somewhere else, that will be equal. The Welt says that that until it is to say that al yira yishtu shneim al yira mois chaveroi ad sheba Rabbi Akiva and Dorash, so maybe it's a seventh, because Shrim says only Rabbi Akiva who said v'after kamocha can dash and chayecha kodmin. In other words, only he can point out that it's not a contradiction, that when it comes to a choice of either or, but when you exist, Then the other person, you sort of make the other person at least equal. I guess there's a bit of a far halachic tzustel in the halachas of kedima, megillah, and other things. We could have a situation where if you have two mitzvahs to do, megillah and a deraisa, and they're in conflict, if you can only do one, deraisa would certainly be the one to do. But where you can do both, the Megillah takes Kedima. So even though if it's a choice of either or, I take one, but when I have both, and the question is who goes first, the other. Let's give it a simple halachism. By an Eved, it says, so you have to give the Eved, if you have one pillow that's good, you have to give it to the Eved because you can't be better than him. But no one will entertain that if you can save somebody's life, you have to save the evidence for you, because that's not within the context of life, that's life itself, and that a person is first. Finally, he says, "V'umashomem pazis akeva sechatasa v'boyke u'klagol v'yoyse rotzuloyma, masha'odom evet shemizboch bitmidus agomo v'avdoi, u'kemoyshe evet leysar v'dosim in odo in shaloi, rako oivdoi tmidi, So he speaks about as a keves because it's tamid. I want to talk about this. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being nitzchi. We speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Kaddish. As far as it says, Nitzchias and Kedusha are two sides of the same coin. We speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Emes, and that's also the same thing. That which is true never changes. How do I know if this is true wood? Well, if every piece of it and every part of it, no matter what happens to it, has the qualities of wood, it's wood. We speak about something, things can be something for a while and then they change. That's not really it. So I ask myself, let's say a person is patient and occasionally loses his temper. So I'm forced to say that the person really has a temper, but he's under control. I don't say that sometimes he has a temper, so he doesn't have a temper. I say he has a temper, but it's under control. So I measure the real essence of something by its was it time bound or was it eternal? Nitzchi to us is a certain emes versus something that's temporary, and it's that's not emes. The when if I take a look at myself and ask, so he was speaking here about the Manyomer Fort was speaking about the all inclusiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the expanse of things it covers, and that is one measure of it. He's pointing out that there's another measure of it, and maybe more important, and that is consistency. Anything that I do, that sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, doesn't have the quality of being a divine act. It's okay, that's human. Today I'm in the mood to daven, tomorrow I'm not in the mood to daven. Anything that a person does that's always, that's something that takes on this quality. So the quality of doing something tamid, so the avodah that is tamid, and that's boken erev, that avodah is the klagel b'torah. It's the place where I've hooked into something that's beyond. And avdus by definition means I am totally a yada richter of the balabais. I don't have a self. So yes, he said many perushim on Kal Gadol, and he's explained it. But the bottom line is, it's all shayach to, Avos Chaveiro. You see, it's not just a particular maisa. Avos Chaveiro has in itself a quality that is equivalent. It's called a teri kula. Any questions we have? Okay, so Mr. Hashem, I think next week, I don't know, it's a day before Erev Shavuos, whatever the other one wants, I'm fine. I don't have anything in particular, a problem next week. Is next week okay?
Good for me.
Okay, so Bez Hashem next week. Okay.
Good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.